Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! Happy Pitch Punch, first of the month! It might not be the first of the month.
It's the third, the day this drops, but still.
What do you do for the third?
Just sort of wait out for the next 27 days so you can pitch a bunch of people.
Well, look, it's Pappy's. I be Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Flatshare Slamdown, very much flagship.
It's the flagship show.
Let's be honest, it's the flagship.
It's Flatshare. Yeah.
It's the flagship.
It's the monthly live show, and this one was recorded all the way out at the End of the Road Festival as we were on our way to Josh Widdicombe's stag do.
Gosh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Hell of a weekend.
It was a good weekend, yeah, and we thought we would swing by the End of the Road Festival and try and entertain the people, and try we did.
And yes. By swing by,
we organised this.
We thought it was on the way. That's crucial. We thought it was on the way.
We did, didn't we?
We talked about this. We talked about this at the Soho Theatre after one of our shows, and we said, like, "Well, listen, guys, let's break it down."
We were in the Soho Theatre.
Ooh, yeah, baby, 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 baby.
Get a discount with your membership card.
You get a discount with your membership card. It's an artist card.
Show had gone quite well.
Show had gone well. We had Tessa Coates on the show and Steve and Martin.
We were drunk, drunk as lords, drunk as lords.
Ooh, we like that.
Sweet, sweet alcohol, baby.
We got an email from Sarah Bonetto. She said, would you like to come and do your show?
We were drunk as lords.
We thought it was on the way to a stag do.
It was the opposite way.
But it added 5 hours onto our journey.
That's quite a long drive, yo.
Yeah, so it ended up that I had to drive Ivo up. It took us a long old time.
Yeah, I had to drive Clarkie up. It took us a long old time.
We were absolutely knackered for the stag do. But crucially, we were very alert. For the show itself.
Yes.
And we had two brilliant guests, Sarah Bonetto, who organises End of the Road Festival, yes. There's a comedy there, and Ivo Graham.
Lovely.
Who was going to the stag do anyway, so bish bash bosh.
Enjoy the episode.
Tom, Ben.
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, mate?
One of you two has got to go and charge our phones at one of the charging stations here at End of the Road Festival.
Oh, well, it's not going to be me. I had a terrible time with mobile phones. No, I once entered a competition to win a smartphone that wasn't made by Apple. And the competition was to get your favourite singer to sing a note perfectly. So I asked Mr. Smith, you know the singer, Mr. Smith, who sings Stay With Me. I asked him to sing a note between B and D.
Okay,
anyway, he gave it a go.
Is everyone taking notes, by the way?
We're going to get there.
This information will be useful later.
He gave it a go, and I didn't win the phone because Samsung Galaxy. Samsung Galaxy. Samsung Alaxy. Samsung... this is the show, sir. Don't look at me like that. Yeah. This is the show. Samsung Galaxy. Samsung Galaxy.
Samsung Galaxy.
Samsung Galaxy.
Great. And Clarky,
hang on. Did someone say joke? No. Hey!
Not technically. But thanks for playing along. Clarky?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've got a great reason, actually. I just wrote it into my phone. Ah, fuck. It's out of charge.
Beautiful.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare Slamdown!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, till now, I always got by on my own. I never really cared until I met you. And now it chills me to the bone. Where can I charge my phone? Where can I charge my phone? My my phone.
Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby, and we are live at the End of the Road Festival. And when, while they're under my weird little Amish hut made of beams, they'll be following my rules. Let's hello to my tenants, Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Hello! Here we are!
Hello!
The End of the Road.
Welcome, guys. Now, obviously, you can't charge your Nokia 3310 on your own. Which friend have you phoned this week, Tom?
Well, terrible news, everyone. The Jamboree's in danger. Oh, yes, no. The Jamboree that we run. A fire torched the Jamboree Museum, and we've lost our history. So I've had to turn to my my most favourite storyteller to turn it into an oral history. I mean, this is a very complicated story. Yeah. It's Sarah Bonetto, everyone.
Sarah Bonetto's here.
I've been cataloguing, archiving.
Exactly.
All the stories.
Thank you so much for coming along. And thank you very much as well. Sarah organises all the comedy here at End of the Road Festival.
Woo! Yes.
Yay.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for coming along. How do you deal with phone charging situations at a festival?
I've got like a complex system of little backup chargers that... Yeah. Are in my tent and elsewhere. And I don't know if anyone
elsewhere sounds really suspicious.
Have you secreted them around the site?
Yeah, I have.
Wow.
And I put my name on it and just hope for the best. Sometimes I unplug like a bar fridge, just leave it there for a night. Yes. Freezers, printers, anything I can find.
Who's bringing a printer to a festival?
Well, I didn't want to talk about what it's like backstage.
Oh, yeah, sorry, of course.
Listening.
Of course.
Sorry,
yeah, yeah.
There's printers, guys. So many printers.
If anyone's got any admin they need doing, get yourself backstage. Thank you very much, Sarah, for coming on the show. Ivo. Sorry, that's not what I'm supposed to do.
Come on.
Ben.
Hello.
Ben, who have you brought along with you? Spoiler alert.
You'll never guess it.
Is it Ivo?
I brought along my etiquette coach, Ivo Graham.
Ivo Graham is here.
Ivo.
Thank you.
Ivo.
Ivo.
How have you enjoyed the etiquette coaching I've given you so far, Ben?
It's fucking brilliant.
Oh, dear. What a shame. What a terrible shame.
It's worked out perfectly. So, Ivo, thanks for coming on the show. I'm assuming you've got a phone.
I've got a phone, Matthew.
Talk us through it. I want to know the make. I want to know the model.
It's on the table.
Oh, my God. It looks old.
Well, I don't know what that noise means.
Oh, yeah, the dad cover.
Never seen an iPhone 5C before. And they do feel a bit small in the current climate, actually.
An iPhone 5... Did you get that recently as a sort of bit of retro cool?
No, I got it in 2016 on the day of the vote. And
to celebrate your victory?
Yes, actually. A triumphant 5C.
I'm going to blow your mind here. I got the same phone.
Whoa! Phone buddies, 1, 2, 3.
He's on my team for a reason.
Everyone enjoying a phone under a tree. So
we find the big ones a bit too much, don't we, Ben? You don't want an iPad in your pocket, actually.
I don't want a handle on the back of it so I can reach it.
No, you twat.
Fuck that shit.
If you have them.
It's a big one.
That's a big one.
Sarah's got a big one.
I feel overwhelmed looking at that, Sarah.
Okay, so Bonetto, you've got a big phone. Parry, what have you got going on? This is what we're here for, guys.
Big phone, what? big phone, big hands.
No, not
big
for
phone,
me.
Big hands.
Big phone, big hands.
You've got a cover that charges it.
Oh, no, no, no. Separate charger.
I'm a busy man. It prints as well. Yes.
Can parking courts borrow that, by the way?
Of course.
Something about a group of people watching 5 people just compare their phones.
Got to start the festival somehow. You can't go straight to fifth gear.
You absolutely can't.
You've got to warm things up.
In fact, let's go around the whole audience.
Who's got the biggest phone?
Who's got the smallest phone? Anyone still rocking the Nokia?
Oh,
yes, please.
Straight out.
Absolutely right.
This is a festival.
Now we're talking.
Guys, you've just had your festival moment.
The screen on that Nokia is too small to play Snake.
That's a damning heckle. A damning heckle.
Yes. And she's got a poppy on her bag as well, very early.
I think she's a drug dealer. The poppy's opium.
She's got a burn on the phone.
The only good thing about being a drug dealer, apart from all the money and bitches, is...
Which you get used to.
Which you get used to after a while. It becomes a busman's holiday, doesn't it? but it's the snapping a phone in half and chucking it away afterwards. Love it. I mean... I've gone through so many iPhones, just I felt a bit, you know, edgy.
We've still got the urge.
Still got the edge. So we've met our contestants. Sorry, we brought a microphone over to the lady who's got a Nokia 3310, and we should probably have a quick chat.
Let's hear a bit about her.
What was your name, by the way?
Catherine.
Big round of applause for Catherine. So we've met our contestants, we've met Catherine, but let's find out who'll be released without charge as we play round one.
Oh! Woo.
To the tent I went and my phone's not spent. Four bars headed back to the bar, sure it's gonna go far. But where's the bar at? Don't know. Phone out, check the map on my app. Get the time up, look at the lineup. It's using energy up. Put your phone away, that's what they say. Sure, and then it'll last all day. But quick, film that man, what's the plan? Get it up there on Instagram. Boop, boop, someone set up a WhatsApp group. Festival Legends 2019, whoop, whoop. Three bars out of cash, no way. Phone out, I'll pay with iPay. Festival Heroes Forever, another WhatsApp group. This one started by Trevor. Check the map on the app, two bars. Takes an age to get back to the stage. One bar and Trev's off his face. FaceTiming, he's confused and he's lost and he's flying. Stay wherever you are, drop a pin. But as I start to begin, I realise, no bars, my phone is dying.
I love not knowing how long this is going
to
go
on. You seem to be over now, aren't you? Yeah.
But now it's dying. You haven't got a charge yet, have you, mate? Let me put my phone in.
Fills the time.
There we go, guys.
It's not bad. Good start.
So round one is called Murder Charger. One player is going to take the role of police officer attempting to elicit a confession. However, the other player has no idea what crime they've committed. Using clues given by the police officer, the criminal has to work out three things. One, who they're meant to have murdered. Two, where they murdered them. And three, what they murdered them with. There's 3 points on offer. We're going to start with Tom and Sarah.
We're basically trying to tap into the true crime podcast market.
Very much the true crime podcast market. If you want to take that, Tom.
Thank you.
The listeners at home and the people at the festival, this is the murder that Sarah has committed.
Donald Duck at the Great British Bake Off tent with a guitar.
That's who, where and with what. Tom, off you go.
Sit down.
Oh, you're going Scottish, are you?
I've gone full Taggart.
Great.
But for a good reason.
Okay.
Sit down. I Disney know who you murdered. Sit right down.
You Disney know.
I Disney know who you murdered. Okay? But you gotta start telling. Right? I Disney know who you murdered. I can't tell you enough.
Sean Connery.
No.
I wasn't saying.
I Disney know who you murdered, okay? I just Disney know it. I can't tune it out
Shrek.
Of my head. I'm trying to tune it out of my head and I can't tune it out. I Disney know who you murdered and I can't tune it out of my head.
Well, it's a cartoon character.
What? I Disney know where you got that from, but it sounds good.
It's Mickey. It's
no. Donald. Oh. Confess.
It's
made me turn into Poirot.
I was very close with Donald Duck, but
Wait.
Okay, yeah.
You murdered Donald Duck.
You are now Belgian, are you?
Taggart again. Yeah, I'm not good with accents.
Taggart's back.
Fuck.
Right, Donald Duck.
There's been a murder in the Clyde, and you did it. That's Taggart.
Okay.
It was in the Clyde. It wasn't here in the Clyde. No. Where have you moved the body from? You moved the body.
This is getting very dangerous now.
It was on BBC, and then you dragged it to Channel 4, didn't you? You moved the body. You moved the body, all right. It was. We've seen the evidence. It was at the BBC, and then you moved the body to Channel 4.
Great British Bake Off.
Yes.
Yes. Donald Duck at the Great British Bake Off.
Yes.
Wait, don't give me any clue. I'm just going to guess. Candlestick.
Oh, no.
Would have been amazed if it was, right?
Zoot a laws in the Clyde.
I reckon I could.
You did it. It's hard. It's tough to do the Scottish accent, isn't it? Yeah. Oh.
Are there any genuine Scottish people here who want to... would you like to bottle him? Sure.
Okay. Now, this murder weapon.
Yeah.
I hear you bought it in a five and dime. Yeah.
That is a
That's
deep,
right.
That is a deep reference.
You bought it in the five and dime.
Oh, I
back.
Yeah,
and you bought it a long time ago, right?
Have you got Welsh?
The year before, I don't know where I'm Taggart, aren't I? No one remembers Taggart anyway. Catfile, I don't know.
I'm Taggart Boyle.
I'm Taggart in the Clyde.
I definitely get that reference.
You bought it in the five and dime.
It's a song lyric, right?
Yeah.
Back in the summer. It was in the summer you bought it.
Oh, right? Bon Jovi.
No. We're talking about the murder weapon
bought
now,
it in
right?
A five and dime.
Yeah, so what did you buy from the five and dime back in the summer, The year before 1970, right?
Brian Adams, 69.
So, no, what did you buy?
I bought my first real... You know, I've never known that word.
Oh! It's one of those lyrics.
We know one thing about it. It's real, guys.
Break it down. What do you think it is? Brian Adams was in a shop.
My first real... I always thought it was rude. Wait. When I was a kid, I mistook that for... Got my first real hard-on. Did I kill him?
A hard-on?
Did I kill him with a hard-on?
What a twist in the tail!
You killed Donald Duck with a hard-on?
Also, let's...
Not at this time in the morning. There's children in the audience.
I'm going to say as well, I got my first real hard-on, played it till my fingers bled. That's,
Hey,
also,
those were the best days of our lives.
We all remember that summer.
No wonder Jimmy quit and Joey got married.
That's why it was the summer of 69, guys.
So, it was in the summer of 69.
Yep. When they say, if you remember it, you weren't there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Vietnam.
Well, Brian Adams uses one.
Guitar.
There we go. Well, thank you. So you confess. Tell me the full confession right now in my police station in Glasgow.
I confess to killing Donald Duck.
What?
At Great British Bake Off with a five and dime. No, a five string guitar.
Six strings.
Six strings.
Oh.
I'm going to give you all 3 points. Congratulations. Yay.
Amazing.
I killed the duck.
We only have to play this three more times.
Yeah. This next up, it's Ivo. Now, Ivo, you're going to be the police officer. The horrifying events, this is how they played out.
Andy Murray in Big Ben Tower with a swan.
Oh, no, it's another Scottish person.
Oh, no!
Can I just say, I never at any stage said you had to do a Scottish accent, and I can only apologise to... I assume your name's Morag. I can only apologise to... yes, go on, Ivo.
Right, Ben...
Very Scottish.
Ben, no, I'm not Scottish. Oh. I'm a good old received pronunciation policeman, always available for auditions.
Oh, good cop.
I'm here with a young man who wants to avenge the death of his brother, and he's brought a friend with him because he says he can't do this or anything alone. So, you've killed his brother, he says. And there's part of him that seems quite happy about it, to be fair, because I get the impression he's lived in this guy's shadow for quite a long time. And he'd love to avenge his brother solo, but he can't. He can't do anything on his own. He's with some European woman.
Oh, no.
Oh no. The victim's...
Sorry, just the enormity of what I've done has just dawned on me.
The victim's mum's just turned up and she's livid as per. She's been watching over this the whole time, sort of unable to intervene, but always there, doing the occasional dance. This ineffectual brother and overbearing mother are absolutely livid. There's an attractive and now widowed wife as well, who we know very little about, other than that she's also always there.
You may want to sort of slightly zone in on a specific, like a fairly key specific.
Why? I would love it if you would.
You don't have to. It's just that you can see the expression on Clarkie's face. That's not going to go away.
That's the sign of
like
a guilty man. A guilty man.
We have reason to believe that the murder was took place in Southwest London. any time until about a couple of years ago, when the victim became less sort of effective.
I mean, for example, did you make a racket while you were murdering him?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, okay.
I thought I could dance around it for a bit longer.
Matthew. Balls, this is balls. You can't do this.
Thanks for serving me that one.
You're going to be sent to court. I mean, come on, you're going to be sent to court.
How long will he serve?
Sent to... I do feel a fool for concentrating on the biographical elements rather than the many beautiful puns at my disposal. Do we have to do puns?
You don't have to do puns,
you don't have to do puns. You just have to give me a fucking clue, man.
It's a Scottish celebrity with a less famous brother and a mum who's always
okay,
there.
Okay, well, now, yeah, I mean, that helps as well. But yes, I've got it now.
But sorry, murder also went over the net. did you stop halfway through the murder to eat a banana?
Are you still? Because I know who it is.
Go on, yeah.
Oh, do I move on now to the next bit?
Please.
If you know who it is, then Oh, right. And you can play your part of the game as well.
Yes.
Astonishing if you say Craig Rozetsky
should,
now.
You should know this. On the way in, I'm Andy Murray.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
I mean, you're not Andy Murray. You've got to realise that.
No, I've killed Andy Murray.
Yeah.
If they get any points for this, then there's going to be a miscarriage of justice right there.
But where did it happen?
Oh, indeed.
Yes.
Well, I'll never tell you. Because
well, listen, let's crack on because the clock is ticking on me solving this actually, this has been it's very very enjoyable to be here as part of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Yeah.
Although that isn't actually the name of the show, the show's actually I can't even complete this one. You see the extremely sophisticated thing I was trying to do, but let's just say the clock is ticking over and over again. The clock is ticking.
Okay. Was it outside? Did I do it outside Big Ben?
Let's hold off on those cheers. You did it in Big Ben.
Oh.
But yes, that's.
You didn't think to just give me my namesake there for a second.
No, I'm really floundering in the whole exercise.
Big Ben is the bell.
Lovely.
Big Ben is
yes.
the bell.
Yes. Right.
Because you know, someone would have tweeted you that.
Sure.
After.
That's it, yeah. You.
Just so.
You would have tweeted us that.
It would have been me.
The bad news for everyone in this glade is that the third one is the one I'm least excited about. I don't feel any optimism about this one at all. I'm glad that this was the murder weapon rather than the murder victim, Ben. Otherwise, you'd be in even more trouble than you currently are.
A baby. Oh God.
But, listen, this murder case, it has wings, but it will not take flight as it currently stands. Listen to the sarcasm in the glade.
They're just willing us to finish, that's all.
I know. I mean,
it's not a baby. I'd Google the name of a baby one, but I haven't got the signet.
Could you just give me a few of these in advance?
With a bird.
Yeah, but let's.
But which kind?
Let's narrow it down a bit, please.
Okay.
Ben. And obviously, right. that's up to me to help you along with that.
Do you want me to just start listing birds?
No, I wouldn't actually.
Definitely not an ugly duckling.
No, not an ugly duckling.
It's a swan, isn't it?
It's a swan, everybody!
Swan. So, Ben, the final confession is.
I killed Andy Murray in Big Ben with a swan.
Wow.
Congratulations, you killed Andy Murray in Big Ben Tower with a swan. Now it's Sarah. Here's what Tom did, the absolute rotter.
The Wicked Witch of the West in Argos with a copy of Bravo 2-0.
Tom, welcome to the station.
Oh, you'll never get me to confess.
Oh, Scottish again. Interesting. It makes me wonder how you met the victim.
Oh.
Whom you definitely killed. You walked right on down that yellow brick road and you strode up to her house.
Yes, I killed the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yay!
Wow.
That's how we play.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Now I know.
It turns out you just use really obvious clues.
I killed the Wicked Witch of the West. She had it coming.
Yep.
People thought I dropped a house on her, but that's not true.
Well, it's weird. Do I have to go in order? I fancy doing the weapon next.
Great.
Oh. Yeah, do the weapon if you like.
All right.
It means I should have started with the weapon.
You picked up this...
Baby!
This book that I'm not 100% clear on. I think it's
the
like
Bible.
Contentious.
The Quran?
It's not the Quran.
It's not the Quran.
No, I mean, it's not a religious text.
Oh.
It's not a religious text. I think it's right-wingy.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
No.
Once you understand the subtext, you know what he's saying.
All right.
Get them orcs out of here.
If I don't know the book, I have to go at this another way.
Sure.
So, it sounds Italian. There's two words in it that end with O.
I mean, that really is another way.
There's three.
There's three.
Welcome. I speak a tiny bit of Italian. Let me see if I can work this word in. Come stai, Tomo? Mi chiamo Detective Sero.
I can't speak Italian.
Yes, that's...
This isn't helping.
Okay. You know the slow clap that they do when they're really like...
We're about two minutes away from that.
I'll tell you what, Sarah, in this exercise, you've scored a goal, you've scored another goal, you've kept a clean sheet, and all I can say is, well done.
Hey. Oh, it's a...
Bellissimo.
Oh, yeah. It's a military thing. Oh, yeah. So it's a book. You killed them with a copy of this tome that is all about being a hard man, didn't it? You got carried away while you were carrying this book. You were like, oh, yeah.
I beat the Wicked Witch of the West to death with a copy of Bravo 2-0.
Yes! I was going to go Bravo, Thomas
Bravo.
Parry, but then I thought I'd be saying it. Okay, good.
2-0.
In this place, now, did you do it in the stockroom? Or did you do it in the front bit of this place? Because let's face it, it's all stockroom in there. Yeah. Why don't they just call it a warehouse? Because the front bit is...
Argos! Yeah. I killed it in Argos! Yes! The Wicked with the Witch in Argos with Bravo 2-0.
Congratulations, the full 3 points there.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Now, finally... Wow. Finally, it is Ben's turn, and here is what Ivo did. And because his father knows all the high court judges in the land, he'll probably get away with it.
Lovely
the
stuff.
The swine. This is for the audience.
Ronald McDonald in Burger King with a KFC bucket.
Okay. Oh, this is shit, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow. The reviews are in.
Well, Ivo.
Yes.
You bastard.
Oh, dear. Okay. Sorry.
You did this murder very fast. I'll tell you that much. Three times, very fast. All these things are very fast. And let me tell you, who you murdered, they weren't loving it.
Ronald McDonald.
Yes! Oh!
Yes. Here we go. Yes. Here we go. The dream is real.
But what did you kill him with? Right. Also, so fast.
It's also, and also
it's
fast.
Not you, because, right?
Yep.
Listen, we were all cynical about that game to begin with, but isn't it gripping now?
It is.
You're all leaning. There's tension.
Wait, get some of them to play. I'll see how hard it is.
Yes, you killed him,
Clarky. You do know you're playing the game, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yes. I know. And rightly so. To be fair, because Ronald being there is an absolute disgrace in the first place.
Oh, right. I don't know.
Because he's gone to his biggest rival.
Right. Forest Green Rovers, the vegan football club.
A lot of fans.
Veggie Pret. Or Burning Man Festival.
The royalty of
non meat eating.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Like his rival.
Oh, sorry, Burger King.
Yes. And then to add insult to injury,
killed him with a KFC bucket.
There you go.
Oh my God. We all hoped it would end well, and bloody hell, it did.
Thank God.
Wow.
Look at his face. He's so happy.
I can't believe it.
That's it.
At the end of that round, producer Gwyn, can you tell us the scores, please?
So Tom and Sarah have 6 points, and so do Ben and Ivo.
Oh.
6 points each.
Everyone's a winner.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But neither team should be cancelling their contract just yet. There's still everything to play for as we play Flat Games.
Oh, games! Let's play together. Games!
Let's play forever.
Roll the dice.
Spin that thing.
Put that there.
Choose your tolls.
Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. Listen to that
gold.
Audience.
Gold.
They're all chanting gold, listener at home. You can't see them, but they're on their feet chanting gold. It's a movement.
That is quick.
Yes, it is Flat Games, where we'll be playing our gold, exactly right. We'll be playing our version of Guitar Hero, which we're calling Guitar Nero. I'm going to ask each of our contestants to sing along to the tune of a famous guitar anthem, but change the lyrics to be about something for either a cafe or the Roman Empire. Guitar Nero. Ben, we're going to start off with you. Your song is Oasis's Wonderwall.
Okay.
And that is the thing, either from a cafe or from the Roman Empire, that you will be singing about. Okay.
As Noel and Liam intended.
Exactly. Clarkie, off you go.
Today is gonna be the day that I'll drink this in the morning. You can't really drink it without this, it's boring. I don't believe that anybody could make this drink without this vital ingredient. Back in the morning when I go and I've got all my holes punched, that means I get a free one. And they'll grind it up and put it in the thing. Then they start the machine and it drips into the cup. And it is that thing. And this is a very long song to tell you that you probably already got the thing I'm talking about. There are other things that I would like to talk to you about, but I'm still singing. Cause maybe you're gonna be the one to make my drink. And after all, I'm singing about coffee beans.
Oh, Clarkie!
Oh, what?
Clarkie, mate!
What? Second verse.
So, I'm afraid I can't even ask you because Clarkie gave it away in
what
the song.
Whoa,
there was a clue.
You were doing so well.
You were doing so well, but I'm afraid you used both the first and second word of the answer in your song. So that means coffee bean is the correct answer. So I'm afraid you don't get a point there. But I'm going to give you, out of 10, a full 2 points for a lovely song. So it was well worth it. Sarah, your song is The Kinks All Day and All of the Night, and here is what you're going to be singing about.
Here we are in ancient Rome. I'm staying at a hotel called the Marriott. I am going to go from this hotel over to another place in my horse-drawn vehicle. It's really good, 8 miles is long. I'm trying to try it not to say a Darren Harriet. Also, why don't you?
Is it a chariot?
It was a chariot.
Yes.
Yes.
It's really hard not to just say chariot because there's a lot.
I'll take it.
Yeah. And you're right, you don't know that song. Told us before the show, I don't think I know that song. And I said, yeah, you do. And she didn't. So
I did know the chariot song.
You knew the chariot song, which you sang beautifully over the top of it. And Tom gets the point. And for braving that, I'm going to give you 6 points for the song there. 6 points there, seven points in total.
Usually.
Ivo, we're back to you. Your song is I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor by Arctic Monkeys.
Yes.
This is one choice you can make.
Well, I've gone into Costa to buy myself some coffee beans that you like. Yeah. And I've gone to chat to the person who's gonna serve me those beans in drink form. But what's she wearing to protect her own home clothes? It's actually quite alluring, but it's mainly because of spillages. Well, I bet that you look good behind the bar at Costa or Starbucks or anywhere wearing this fine thing. Like a sexy French maid making me a coffee, but of course I'll still pay because I'm a customer and I respect the professional relationship.
Oh, wow. Very good.
A belter. A belter.
Wowee. Don't believe the ape. That was absolutely next level. You know what? Because the song was going way faster than you thought it was all the way through. I'm going to give you the full 10 points for that.
Oh,
but you did that beautifully. But Ben, what was Ivo singing about almost a time?
Was it an apron?
It was a barista's apron, of course.
Really?
And finally, Tom, that one is for you. Sarah, tell us what Tom is singing about to the tune of Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones. Ooh. Ready to vibe it?
I think so.
Here we go.
Hey! Here we go! I've just been talking to Russell Crowe. Yeah, he's there wearing some lycra. He's gonna be wrestling with a tiger. Good Lord, look at his sword. He's so near and he's waving his spear. Thumbs up or thumbs down. We go and watch him in the center of town. Yes, please, I'm having a nice time. Why don't you kill that Christian while you're going at it? Oh no, that's not nice. But we're not here for nice things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Clapping himself.
Oh my
up.
God.
Really good clap himself.
Love, you're really good. The classic Mick Jagger clap yourself, and why not?
Someone's got to do it.
Can we pick through the second verse a little bit?
The wheels came off a little bit.
The chariot wheels came off there. We're having a nice time, but we're not here for nice things.
I think that sums up what happens.
Absolutely sums up the situation you were singing about. Where was he singing about? Or what was he singing about, in fact?
Well, I thought it was a gladiator.
I'll accept that. It was the gladiatorial arena. But yes, gladiator, yes. I'll give you that. Yes. I'll give you a point for that. And I think, for the fact that it was the only song to have a genuine rhyme scheme, at least for some of it, I'm going to give you 11 points out of 10.
No way!
It rocked all the way up to 11.
God.
So, producer Gwyn, what are the scores at the end of that round?
So, Ben and Ivo have 19, and Tom and Sarah have 24.
Oh! Well, we've had the rock. Let's crash into the hard place in the uncompromising courtroom of Beef Brothers.
Yeah. Woo. If you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. Sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share based beef. And today's one comes from Roz, who is here in the audience. Roz, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Roz, thank you very much. Now, Roz writes this. My flatmate is very messy, and her room is much smaller and less tidy than mine. One night when I was away, she'd been on a date and took him back to ours. Panicking.
I love this.
Yeah, already people are...
I love this.
This is good stuff.
No one knows where this is going. This is prime beef. Panicking that her room was too grim for company, she took him into mine. Sharing is caring, but now they've been on a few dates and she is too embarrassed to reveal the deception. This is such strong stuff, Roz. Thank you so much for submitting this.
Brilliant.
She's too embarrassed to reveal the deception to him and keeps begging me to swap out of my room when he's around. Right, what is the solution? Well,
wow.
Ben.
This is bad.
Ben and Ivo, now you are on Roz's side.
Yep.
And Tom and Sarah, you are on the side of the flatmate. Roz,
the legend.
Can we ask a couple of questions? Are they here?
No.
They're not here. Not. Would you be prepared to give her a first name?
No, she's going to remain anonymous.
Okay, right. Anonymous. Okay.
Can we have a second name?
Okay, so
their confirmation name. Yeah. Sorry,
sure,
Catholic.
Absolutely. Yeah. As a Catholic.
Shall we just refer to her as Romantic Legend of Our Dreams?
Well, I think that might be leading the jury slightly. Okay.
Hang on. Sorry. Is Roz? I've lost it. Is Roz the tidy flatmate?
Roz is here right now.
Very, very yes.
This is Roz.
Roz is the tidy one.
Roz, are you here all weekend?
Oh, hello.
Yes.
So we know what your flatmate's going to be doing, don't we? Yeah! Banging in your bedroom.
Banging in your
bedroom. Banging in your bedroom. All weekend.
I have a question. Roz.
Okay, we've got questions. Yes, there's time for a cross-examination.
Roz,
Sarah.
Are you in a partnership with anyone? Do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Oh, complicated.
I mean, are you asking, Sarah?
Maybe.
Are you sat next to people who you may or may not be romantically with? It's like,
I'm not asking because I know you've got the shit bedroom now, so I'm not interested. But, yeah, like what I'm thinking is she turfing you and a partner out of your room?
No, she's not. Well, I've actually been away for a month, which is
why. Oh, it's her room now, Roz. Sorry.
Is it just the two of you in the flat, Roz?
No, there are four of us.
There's four of you.
Why has she only gone for your room?
Queen Roz, do you have the best room in the whole place?
I mean, I think so.
It's la-dee-da!
Again, this is conjecture at this stage.
I'd also like to point out that it's the only room on the ground floor. So if you're hammered after a date...
When I'm pissed, I love to fuck on the ground floor. Oh, my God.
Can't beat it.
Nothing kills a hard-on like stairs.
You're an old man these days. You're an old man.
I'm an old man. Not with my
knees. If you go up, it goes down.
Any questions from this side for Roz? No, apparently.
Ever considered living in a bungalow? That's
it's not the stairs that are the problem.
Oh,
it's
right,
the cleanness of the room.
Have you met the guy?
Not yet, because unsurprisingly, he's always been in our place when.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's integral to the information we've received so far. Yeah. Sorry.
Why did they ever go to his house?
Well, they've been doing that this week because I've been home. But apparently,
this week
his flatmates have come back home as well.
Oh! Oh! Don't worry,
we'll bleep.
I reckon you're sitting with some of my London friends. I reckon you're London from London. That narrows it.
There can't be that many of them. Okay, so right. I think that's enough No, you've got another question of you, Ivan.
Yes. Is it a rental property or is it owned?
It is.
Great. Great question.
Do you own the freehold? That's what Ivan wants to know.
No, I'd like to know who's...
What's the ground rent?
Was it your flat or her flat?
Ivo's just fascinated by people who rent. He doesn't get to meet them very often.
Stop it. A mortgage is still a rent of sorts. It's just a nicer pot at the end of it.
No, so we started renting it together.
Oh, you started? Okay.
So we moved in at the same time. She agreed to have the shit room. She has the shit room.
Oh, have you got staggered rent?
Yes, we do.
And you call her room the shit room, do you?
It's the shit room.
But
are you en suite?
No.
Okay.
But it's also she also keeps the room very messy. It's not only a shit room, but she's let it go to even worse shit.
It's very small, so all of her objects go in the room.
All of her objects go in the room.
Can you slightly turn down the snide? Is that all right?
Snob.
I would like to preface this by saying I love.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Can we talk about bed size?
Yes, we can.
Are you...
Classic first date parry.
I need to know what I'm getting into. Early doors.
Are you on the ground floor? Number two, how big's your bed?
How do you feel about bunk beds? So, are you king size?
I'm technically a queen size.
Whoa!
Still pretty good.
Queen Roz. And what's Charlotte?
Single.
No, she has a king size bed in her teeny weeny little
room. What a twist!
God, that's
exactly.
She would rather bang in a queen than a king. My kind of girl.
Okay, hopefully now that is enough of... Any further questions?
Just a very quick question. How long have you known... How long do you go back?
7 years now.
Great.
Okay.
Have you ever banged in her room? She's thinking.
Oh!
I would like to point out that it was only because there were builders in my room. And
so you have.
So you have.
You have. What a twist! The plot thickens.
The accuser becomes the accused.
This has been my favourite beef ever. So
you had the builders in your room making it bigger.
Yeah, props. Putting in
and
like
she banging in the other room extension. Making it bigger.
Oh, steady.
Yeah, they were putting in a mezzanine section for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, she's in the room fucking the builders.
So what is this?
So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Ivo Graham to begin the case for the prosecution. Your minute, Ivo Graham, begins now.
Listen up, Chasbo. When you move into a flat with some friends, you have to stand by the choices you make. You take a smaller room on the first floor, sure, square footage-wise, you've made an error, particularly when it comes to the big bed. On the other hand, Roz is the one... This is Roz, right? Yes, sorry, struggling to keep up with that. Statistically, if the flat gets burgled, Roz is getting it first, and...
Sounds like Roz often gets it first, actually.
Just stop talking about the builders just for a second. Contrary to my fellow chaps on the panel, I think a good bit of stair mastery prior to intercourse only builds anticipation. So why don't you just take this lucky lad home, go up to your room, and just end this carnival of lies? I sympathise with Roz hugely. And that's the end of my case for the prosecution.
Fantastic. Ivo Graham, everybody. Ivo Graham. And now to open the case for the defence, I call upon Sarah Bonetto. You have 1 minute, beginning now.
Roz. Yes, it is very easy. I feel like you might be projecting, my friend, that you know... how to breach a friendship. You know how to truly destroy another's bedroom. I'm worried about the objects, frankly. Like, I'm worried for kind, beautiful, friendly Is that from London who did the charity work? I think it was, that's right. Yeah. has finally met someone who she loves and they're ready to settle down in your bedroom, albeit, but... but they want to take the next step, again, into your bedroom. But, like, they're trying for kids, and I just think it's like... Sorry. And when they have the kids, they're going to need a smaller size room for a nursery, which is where you come in, because you're going to leave. Not only are they taking over your massive, you know, huge suite,
Five seconds.
But they're going to have her bedroom for the nursery, and you be gone. Good night.
Wow.
Brutal.
Oh. Yeah, more threatening than I expected it to be. I'm not going to lie to you. But I enjoyed it nevertheless. Roz, how do you think it's going so far?
I mean, I feel quite personally victimised by that.
Yeah.
And
good.
I think anyone can understand my predicament. You know, all of those who sleep on the ground floor and have been exploited, like I've been.
She's good.
Yeah, she's really good.
Is she allowed to do this?
Yeah. I mean, this is...
Isn't she leading the jury? I don't know how courts work.
She makes a very good point, and I think we need a little bit of light and shade after Sarah took it to...
You can't handle the truth!
Well, I mean...
Do we ever say that?
It's quite an aggressive place, I'm not going to lie to you. Ben.
Hello.
You're going to conclude the case for the prosecution.
Damn straight.
Your minute begins now.
Look! This is a house, it's not a bloody Airbnb. And yeah, the B&B in your stands for bonk and bang, no doubt. Yeah, that's right.
I always wonder what it stood for.
Sign me up.
But look, I think there's a simple solution here, Roz, because you're single and has this guy who, let's face it, is more interested in the room than anything else.
But they're trying for kids. So I'm on your team.
So I think you can get in there and break them up and you'll have both a boyfriend and a big room, if that is indeed what you want. Maybe you don't want that. In which case, it's not a bloody bonk and bang.
Good to get
very, very
back
strong punk and bang at the end from Clarkie.
It did something.
Very, very strong work there.
Doctor Rowe.
So, Tom, now you're going to conclude the case for the defence. Are you going to do it as yourself?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel. Yeah. Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, yeah. Presiding and providing. Your minute.
Oh, shades on.
Shades on for this one.
Ooh. Sure.
Your minute, should you need it, begins
Now,
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we heard a lot of big words from them there posh lawyers there from the big city. They come on down to our courtroom. Hell, it's a forest. Round here, we don't believe in walls. We barely got a roof. I see you there, Janet. You work in the fields. Round here, we simple folk. We don't believe in them dead doors. Them dead roofs now. We tear them borders down. Eh? Simple folk. Welcoming folk. Let me tell you a story now. Probably remember it yourselves. Goes back to a little farmer went by the name of Jared the Man. You remember Jared the Man. Tall man. Strong man. A woman. That was the twist. Jared the Man. Famously a woman. She owned 50, 60, 90 times. She owned at least 90 times. But the final time she owned... She owned a farm up on the hill. You remember it there, the stable? I used to see you there, stable. Riding.
Did the stable have a door and roofs and a...
Ironically, yes.
Yes, okay.
Let me finish my point there.
Sorry, my apologies.
In the middle of the stable, a manger.
Oh.
And in that manger, they would feed the sheep. They would feed the pigs. They would feed the horse. No food for the goat. Jared the Man didn't like the goat. One day, though, the dog jumps up and gets in that there manger. Makes himself at home now. Starts to nestle down, build a nest. Strange dog. Confusing like. Pig can't eat while dog's in manger. Jared the Man's got a problem. What'd she do? Shoot the dog? Kiss the goat? Stroke the pig? Well, in the end, she burned that fucking stable to the ground. Fuck it. Moved to Chicago. Fuck it. Moved to Chicago. God knows what happened to the... You see my point? The defense rests, Your Honor.
Thanks for standing, everybody.
Defense rests.
Now, I can't adjudicate Beef Brothers because I recently fought the law, and spoiler alert. So if you think Ben and Ivo, and therefore Roz, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now.
And it's big.
But if you think Sarah and Fanshawe, and therefore who shall not be named, made the best case, applaud now. I'm afraid that has to go to Ben and Ivo there. Congratulations, 1 point to them.
Roz.
And
I'd love to feel we earned that point, but I'd say that is so much more to do with people just agreeing with Roz's situation than anything we said over the last 15 minutes.
Although, if you do fancy taking Fanshawe's option, we're happy to come around and torch your flat if you want. Happy to do it. Next up, it's the jingle that's so long it's basically headlining this festival. It's the quickfire round.
Here we go.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's amusing to us that it's got such a long introduction. This is something that we should remedy. It should be a really short and smart introduction, but instead it's really long.
Oh, it's such an awful shame.
But I guess we should see this as some kind of opportunity. A bit of time in the podcast that we could use to make some money. Which is why we've been looking to get a sponsor for this jingle.
Just do it.
Toothpaste is something that can sometimes be quite long. like if you put a long bit of toothpaste on to your brush. This jingle sponsored by toothpaste.
Fluoride.
I'll tell you something else the other day. Out of my veg box, I had a very long courgette. We haven't talked about that yet, but we'll talk about it after this. Yes, I started having veg boxes. I've reached that time in my life. Will someone please kill me?
We're sponsored by knives.
Ironically, this jingle isn't sponsored by veg boxes. It's sponsored by long courgettes and long bits of toothpaste and long knives. Please use long knives responsibly. Don't kill yourself with them. Well, now we've made some money, it's time to get back to the podcast. The thing that we will never make any money from. So here it is. Please enjoy, with toothpaste and courgettes, the quick fire round.
That's a long knife.
Always longer than I remember.
In this quick fire round.
I mean, we're having a nice time, but we're not here to have a nice time.
No, that's true. We're not here to have a nice time. In this quick fire round, as it's a phone themed show, we'd like you to tell us what these cool young text abbreviations don't mean, but should mean. For example, BRB shouldn't mean be right back. It should mean something like big round balls, or buddies roasting buddies, or Burt Reynolds butthole, R.I.P. A point for every...
R.I.P.
B-R-B,
R.I.P. is butthole.
R.I.P. is butthole, yeah. A point for every wrong answer. So your buzzers are going to be your own names. So let's hear those now. Tom and Sarah.
Tom.
Sarah.
Thank you very much. And Ben and Ivo.
Ben.
Ivo.
Off we go. WTF.
Tom.
Where's the...
Wooden trains forever.
Wang the fish.
Where's the fence?
Ivo, who's the father?
Oh. Oh,
Ivo just had a baby. That's very nice. Extra sad.
Yeah, but it's not related. It's not related to my own situation.
That's your
no,
baby.
I've never used that text abbreviation. Use the abbreviation ITF.
I'll tell you what. Ros and will be using it in their house soon.
Where to fuck?
Great.
Works.
Right, we're cooking with gas
now. On the way
now.
Home, where to fuck?
LOL.
Tom.
Tom.
Look out, Luton! Brackets, I'm on my way! Double brackets, for a Friday night! Triple brackets, oh God, I'm going to Luton!
Mine's
underscore.
Like Iggy Pop after he's had a couple of beers. He's like, lust of life, woo!
Nice. YOLO.
Ivo.
Just
Ivo.
Yes. One.
Half a point.
I couldn't decide what to order.
IMHO.
Ivo.
Ivo.
Ivo must have one.
He's decided what he wants.
He's decided what he wants. And he must have one, and I'm going to give you one. That's 1 point. And finally, EOTR.
Oh.
Bzz.
Yes.
I've end of the riff.
Done. Fine. So, before we find out...
End of the really good weekend, am I right, everyone?
Woo! More like start of the really good weekend. Before we find out the final scores, Sarah and Ivo, is there anything you want to plug to our audience here? I mean, Sarah, yeah, you tell them about the weekend.
Come to the comedy all weekend. It's going to be really good. And if you want to see David O'Doherty, get there early. And Jackson's Way tomorrow night, late show, also get there really, really early.
And if you want to see Ivo, just stay here.
Just stay here,
and bring
please.
Chairs and sit on the wings here, because we want more like, bring your fold-outs.
Ivo, what's the best punchline we can expect from yourself?
Oh, great.
Just so, so the audience know to look out for it.
I say end of the riff at the end of every single sentence.
Great stuff.
That's great.
Right.
So, Producer Gwyn, what are the final scores?
The final scores are... Ben and Ivo, 24.5, and Tom and Sarah are the winners with 28.
Boom! Oh, so Ben and Ivo have to get us up to 4 bars, whilst Tom and Sarah get to hit the bars with me. Thanks to our guests, Sarah Bonetto and Ivo
Yay!
Graham.
Thank
you. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappy! Pammy's Flash Air Stand Up featuring Matthew Crosby, Jane Clark and Tom Perry with special guest Sarah Bless when I vote Graham. It was devised by Pammy's and Ben Walker, recorded by Grimby Davis and edited by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording and to everyone at the End of the Road Festival for having us.
Woo!
Pammy's Flash Air Stand Up is a secret news production for Acast and the internet. Cheers everyone, bye!
There we go. End of the Road Festival as I live and breathe.
Yes. If you would like to come and see a live recording of Pappy's Flat Share, we have one more before the end of the year.
Oh, always our favourite one of the year.
And it's in a few days' time. It's on the 9th of December at The Pleasance. It is our festive show. At time of recording this, it's not sold out. I mean, who knows? It might have done already. But
come along.
But go onto the Pleasance website and find out.
It's a double record.
It's a double record. We're going to have a
live
Beef Brothers.
Beef Brothers. Yes. Well, or Turkey Brothers, because it's Christmas.
Yeah. Turkey with, Brothers.
The one and only Lolly Adefope.
And we're going to then do our usual traditional Christmas.
With two surprise guests.
Flash Air Slam Down. Yes. By the way, at the start of that, some music was playing in the next door room that we thought you'd be able to hear on the microphones. Producer Emma says you probably can't. So when we started singing in the intro, and you thought
it was for a reason,
what the fuck's going on there?
What the hell are these guys up to?
We hadn't just taken leave of our senses, but you know what? It worked out all right. So have a wonderful Christmas. And this episode was edited and recorded by producer Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Stay tuned for the Patreon Neighborhood Watch roll call. Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Please.
Yes.
My friend.
You what?
Yes.
Yes.
Please
yes.
Be upstanding.
Yes.
For the Patreon.
What?
Neighborhood.
What?
Watch.
Roll.
Oh, here we go.
Well, well, well.
Well, well.
In he strolls. Cocking a snoop, a tilt of the hat. He is having none of that. His name?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You've absolutely done yourself here, haven't you? His name doesn't rhyme with either that or hat.
His name is one chimed by millions.
Oh, nice.
Hear ye, he cries. My name is Ian Williams.
Oh, very good. Here he comes.
Oh, here
he comes.
Oh, here we go. Bloody hell.
Hat on the side of the head.
Oh, he's put his hat on.
Rictus grin.
He's dead.
Upon his face. He's dead. Coins over each eye.
What?
To pay the boatman to take him across the River Styx. But he's fallen in the water.
What?
And his clothes are absolutely sodden. That's right. It's Adam Sodden. Oh, Ryan. Oh. Ryan with Orion there. We can all, be disappointed.
Here she
comes.
Oh, my goodness.
Here she comes.
Ha! Cocked so far. It's under a chin. What?
That's a
hell of a cock.
That's one hell of a cock.
That is one hell of a cock.
That's the full cock of her hat.
They all love her. They all love her.
Well, hat under the chin, how could they not?
Cheersing her, raising aloft their tankards. It's only bloody Martha prankard.
We're so bad at this, aren't we?
We're not great at it. But I tell you what.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Oh my God.
As I live and fucking breathe, you're not going to believe who's just walked in. Cocked all the way around.
Oh.
Till it's back on top of the fucking head. Double cock.
Double cock. Double cocked on a plinth.
Double cocked. That hat is double cocked right on the plinth. Oh, and his ass is hanging out.
Oh, God.
I hate to report it, but his ass is hanging right out.
You shouldn't report it, mate.
And let me tell you something else. He's eating some of that French cheese.
Oh.
Boursin.
Oh.
And I don't have to tell you, but his bollocks are in a jar. It's classic behaviour from Craig Lawson.
Craig Boston Lawson. Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Oh, oh God. It doesn't. Oh, no, it pains me to say it.
Oh, no.
But here he comes.
You invited him.
Oh, dear. Look what old Mother Hubbard dragged in.
We told you not to let him know.
Well, his hat cocked so hard.
What?
And so aggressively that actually someone else is wearing it.
A generous cock.
A generous cock.
A generous cock, because I live and breathe.
He's cocked his hat so much, it's landed he's on Nicholas Witchell's head.
He's given it away.
He's given it away.
A charitable cock.
Oh.
Let it not be said. Oh. And he's here,
he's desperate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's clutching himself in the nether regions.
Of course, his head's freezing.
He's absolutely... He wants to spend a penny. He wants to spend some of that. He wants to spend some of that piddly cash.
Right here.
Yeah.
He's pissing it away. He's pissing it away.
He wants to spend that piddly cash.
Piddly cash.
It's Michael Ridley Dash. Oh.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Here he comes.
You're not going to believe
no
it.
Way. No way.
Here he comes. A bold as brass. My God.
This is disgusting to
not
my
one,
eyes.
Not one cocked hat.
What?
Two of them. You go fuck yourself. He's absolutely done the double.
One on each elbow.
One on each foot. He's actually done the what? He's done the absolute double. He's done the double, has he?
He's done the double.
Here he comes. The professor himself. We all know it. We all know we're in absolute trouble.
We know it.
He's in town. Oh, yeah. Because, of course... Please be upstanding. Oliver Double. Thus concludes this week's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
And in tribute to all of our Patreons, we'd like to cock our hats.
Oh, no, I've cocked it inside! Christ!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.